Welcome back to Capital Forum.
I wanted to listen to the song. Today I wanted to hear it because what we're talking about is the same thing that's happening in our country that's been happening to the European states, such as in Scotland and Ireland and France, and all the others are being bombarded with the exact same government.
If not being further along than us, is that not correct?
They are further along than we are.
Right.
Yeah, interestingly, when the European Union, they've constantly come back with, you know, creating new treaties all the time, and the Lisbon Treaty, which we were fighting against, and obviously all the previous treaties, we were saying that we're going to lose our national sovereignty, and you know, of course, the yes people, and you know, they had EU ministers come over and try and convince the country that it would be a good thing and we'll keep our national sovereignty, we'll just be part of, you know, a European Union. And as soon as it passed, they announced that, you know, all laws that are applied in Europe now take on a national status are enforceable in the national courts immediately. So the European Union law outranks the Irish law. So our own government is... you know, it's becoming redundant now, you know, at this stage.
It is. It really is. Real quick, I want to let everybody know a little bit about you. Okay? Go ahead and because this is a new bunch, we're hitting the 9 o'clock hour. Tell everybody who you both are and where you're both from and about your movement.
And your website.
And your website.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead, Dale?
You do that, Simon. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so we're the Sovereign Independent. It's a sovereignindependent.com. We're a newspaper that is put out across Ireland. We started campaigning for the European, against the European Union and the Lisbon Treaty. And we've grown over the last couple of years, and we have a website. We put on events. We put out over 500,000 newspapers so far, and this year we're about to launch a UK edition in Scotland. We have an event on in Scotland, the Master Plan. There's six or seven of us working on different things, and then we have a number of different people that help out, and we've a great group of volunteers around the country that helps spread the information. And we've just seen our hits go through the roof in the last year or so since, you know, everything is starting to collapse. People are starting to turn away from the mainstream media and start looking at the alternative media like ourselves, you know, for the truth. There was actually a poll actually done in the last kind of week that was put out on the mainstream, and it was the question was how much do you believe are told the truth? And they had media, politicians actually scored the lowest, 12% is all that they're believed, that they tell them the truth. And in the media was only given about 30%. So people only believe media about 30% of the time, that would be mainstream media. So you can see a shift over to the alternative, where people are starting to wake up and realize that they're being fed lies and rubbish every day.
Well, that's certainly good news, and we have another 3-minute break coming up. This is after this, we'll have a long segment just for you know, and we have a very top-heavy commercial system on this network, so we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
Let me see the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
We're back. This is Capital Forum, and we are RBN's most deranged side of life.
Krista Berg. Where's Krista Berg from? Is he from Ireland?
I believe he is.
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
That was just Krista Berg playing.
What we're going to be talking about here a little bit, I want to get into your newspaper and how people can get it, but let people know that I receive mine from family in Scotland who send it to me. And the important part I've been trying to tell people for so long, that the European side has had it for so many years being pushed through, long before we had it, long before Real ID was even on the radar blip screen. So mine was always saying, do you see what's happening over there? That's coming our way. And legislators didn't want to know, they didn't want to see it. Because if they did, then they'd have to act on it. And I think that's the big fear. Your politicians don't know how to not do it. They're afraid. Anyway, we do have a caller I want to get to, George in Texas. George, you there?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I kind of came to the conclusion, I've been observing, and you know, and yeah, I hear too many Patriot broadcasters, and I'm not going to mention names, but you know the thing is, we got to stop giving the image of infallibility to these globalist, communist, socialist, whatsoever. And I really think that's why we lose, because we give the image of infallibility like they're going to do it anyway.
Correct. And also, we end up following the wrong path. We always end up going the wrong way. I believe that both Neil and Simon, they really have a good answer. Their paper is one that reaches a lot of people and could reach everyone. So, and there's no way you can't read what's going on where you're at, Neil and them, that it isn't the same thing that they're shoving down our throat here. So if you can see, it's happening worldwide.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you know, if you look at kind of, you know, the UK is one of the most, you know, highly covered countries. I think it is the highest country in the world for, you know, CCTV cameras. Yeah, there's like four, it's about 4.5 million cameras. It's about one for every 14 people in the UK. And Ireland is the same. Like, you see them out every day putting up more and more cameras. I think, you know, for a short walk, it's about a 10-minute walk, say, from Grafton Street to Henry Street here in Dublin. And I think you pass by, I think it was about 150 cameras just for that short walk. And it's a lot more in London and in the UK.
Wow.
So it just shows you the police state being set up.
You're not allowed to walk past the Houses of Parliament and take a photograph anymore because you can be a terrorist.
That's right.
So, yet, you know, there's cameras in every street corner that we didn't give anybody permission to turn on us.
You know, they're trying to do a similar thing here in the United States on farms. We have these big commercial factory farms where they have tens of thousands of animals, and they're trying to pass laws in Florida and Iowa and some other states that will make it illegal to photograph and film these factory farm operations because it's such a obnoxious image that they don't want to let the public know about.
Yeah.
George, any other comments you would like to make?
Well, there's been a lot of student protests springing up all over Texas. I went to a couple of them, and I just finally got a video camera. And one thing I observed is, you know, everybody's sitting there panicked, oh, no, the socialists are recruiting the students. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you go out to these protests, which I did, instead of countering what these recruiters are saying, you find out that these people they send out are not really the sharpest people in the drawer. Sharpest knives in the drawer.
That's a fact.
There's a spot in Edinburgh on Princess Street, on the main street in Edinburgh, where you're allowed to stand and, you know, hand out leaflets and things. And there are two guys there from the Socialist Workers' Party handing out leaflets. And I said to them, I says, what's wrong with you guys? You've got socialism. What are you campaigning for? and they didn't have any idea what I was talking about. I said, this is socialism. What's wrong? You're finished.
Had no idea what they're even fighting for.
You're right. You're right. We're on our way to this nationalist, globalist, socialist networking that everybody's going to be under. And then for someone to say, we want to avoid getting into socialist. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Turn, take a look behind you, because they've already got you on camera. Everywhere you go, they've listed you. You can't have a bank account unless you can. You can't drive a car. You can't do any of these things unless they have control of you. Isn't that socialism?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when the government takes over your life, that's it.
Isn't that what they're doing now?
Yeah, of course.
But George, thanks for your input, and thanks for everything you do for our country. George isn't just a listener or a BN. He's actually out there taking action. He's meeting with the local law enforcement, and he's out there in demonstrations. That's the kind of listeners we need leaders are actually out there doing stuff, not just sitting there listening.
Like when you see a teacher and student protest, there we should be also telling who's really to blame.
Every week we need to actually focus on real people out there actually in the streets doing things, you know, and, you know, we need to get our listeners to become active, you know, if we convert it. Go ahead.
Sorry. There's a campaign in Britain started by the British Constitution Group who filed all the evidence into a big A4 binder, and it's something like 500 or 600 pages citing all the treason that's taken place going back to the 70s with every government that signed every treaty of the European Union, and 73 police stations have already been targeted with that. And now treason has had to be put back on the statute because of crime. Because of that.
Wow.
They now have to investigate it.
Really?
Yeah.
So the law enforcement actually has to investigate these charges now? They're actually taking action?
Yes.
Well, they're trying not to take action. But the way it works, if you give it to the police officer, it says duty to act on it. Either himself or to hand it to his superior. And then that case, he's done his job.
And you can get to them at www.thebcgroup.org.uk.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And this is ongoing. As I said, there's 73 police stations now being targeted. I was involved in one myself. And they really don't want to do it. They really don't want to have anything to do with it, but you have to force it on them and say, well, I'm handing you evidence of a crime being committed, so you have to act on it. That's it. I'm reporting a crime.
Now, I have a question. With Prince William, if I remember correctly, he was a little bit, and I could be wrong, and I'll find out myself, that he was pretty much on our wavelength as far as too much intervention. He's very much like his mother, thinking that government, the press, and everybody else, she had no right to be tracking people. And if he becomes king, he may be a better end on that.
I think they don't want the press tracking their family, to be honest with you.
Well, no, he was, but Prince William was very active with more common. You know what I mean?
I'd beg to differ. I don't think there's a
significant
difference. Well, I mean, the royal family, I mean, they're basically fervent Nazis in the past, and I don't see anything.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with them in the past, but usually, if I remember correctly, Diane really kind of tried to push towards other things for William to be more in the common realm than to be in the aristocratic realm.
Yeah, if that's the case, maybe that's not why she's not around anymore, huh?
That's probably right.
Maybe he could have went to his local church and got married yesterday instead of having the British taxpayer pay billions of pounds to watch it on television.
Well, I agree with that, but they made a lot of money on it, too.
that wouldn't have been a huge distraction for the world, though. That's
correct. That's
yeah, correct. Two billion people watching worldwide.
Isn't that insane?
But, you know,
but like you're saying, the royal family is very much into eugenics, and that's part of their solution, is just to get rid of us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I mean, there was an image in one of the newspapers, along with all the wedding photographs. I showed you two of the supposed catering staff on their knees beside the cake. And I thought, well, there you go. That's what they want. You've got to wash up the wedding cake now.
Of all things.
But you know, do you realize that, you know, that's the one thing. We're busy worshiping the wrong things. But I do see, I do see a little bit of a change if William became king. I do believe there's a difference between him and the Tudors, as I say, even though he's related to the Tudors. I do see that Diane, I'm saying his father and grandmother, I do think that that one thing Diane did was she brought in to William, more than Harry, but William specifically, that he had a responsibility to the common person, not the aristocratic persons.
Well, we'll
hold your breath.
Maybe I won't, but I think there may be a difference.
We do have another caller, Louise. Why don't we bring our caller up and see what caller...
Okay, go ahead.
We have Pete in Washington. Pete, what do you have for us this morning? And it might take a second to bring Pete up. So, Pete, when you hear the clicker...
Hello.
Are you there, Pete?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Pete.
All right. I want to refer to something you were talking about earlier, if I could, please.
Sure.
You were talking about the census or the survey coming and wanting to know what's under the sink. Here in this country, that's called the American Community Survey.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So hang on to that thought. We got a 3-minute break coming up, so Pete, hang in there, and we'll get through right after the break.
Good.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one. With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
They burned the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything today. We live in a mental institution. 'Cause everything's crazy.
We are back.
All right, we went 1,000 different directions just during that three-minute break, but we were trying to let Pete speak, so let's go back to Pete. What do you have for us about the...
American Community Survey.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I was first hit with this thing in 2007. A woman came to my door, and she had 141 questions to ask me.
Wow.
And I told her to get off my property, and I actually had to threaten her before she'd leave. And then I started getting letters, which I burned up, and then I didn't hear any more about it. But I looked into it, and it's part of... they made it part of the census, illegally, I think. I didn't answer it on the census. I just put how many people live here. But it's part of Agenda 21 and a communitarian law. And you can just Google American Community Survey, and you get all kinds of information on it, pro and con. And also, the expert in the whole world on communitarianism is Nikki Rapana, who has a website... And her website is HTTP and all that. No www, and it's Nord, N-O-R-D, dot T-W-U dot net slash A-C-L.
So you can't say that. Say that one more time, Pete.
It's Nord, N-O-R-D, dot T-W-U dot net slash ACL. She's revamping her website, so there isn't a lot on there, but there's contact information. And if you're interested, I would have her on and interview her. She's interviewed all the time. She's an absolute expert in communitarianism, is in contact with the people in England and Scotland and Ireland that are working against this system. And she's an excellent interview.
Very good.
An interesting woman to boot.
We very much appreciate that input, Pete. And thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening.
Okay. Continue on. Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you in the future as well, Pete. You have a good day.
Goodbye.
Now, what he's talking about, by the way, if by chance it's a part of the Census Bureau, it's the American Community Survey, and it'll tell you, okay, do I have to answer these questions? It says, yes, you are legally obligated to answer all questions as accurately as you can. Okay? So it'll say that you are legally, you must answer those questions. The information that the Census Bureau collects helps to determine how more than 400,000 billion, whatever else, none. Okay, basically, it is part of the U.S. Census Bureau.
Well, for the fact, I tell you what, our states lost one seat because a lot of people refused to fill the census form completely. It means
right,
we will be
under. Money over the heads.
No, because they kind of like they thought that it doesn't need it. It actually needs it, but the only thing they need to know how many people live in that particular residence, you know.
But if you didn't fill out the survey, then the state didn't get the money. So the state pushes to do that, which, by the way, is taking away your sovereignty. Now, that's the reason why I'm a big one on state banks. If the state had control of its own money and it didn't have an interest-bearing debt on its money, then it didn't have to worry about the federal government holding a thumb over its head for a census.
Well, right. Since we are under that system, it would actually work as a benefit. You know, that's who I tried to bring that up. So if we were under the state bank, that would have been a different story, of course.
Mm-hmm. Then the federal government or the Unified Socialist Party.
So let's get back to our friends across the pond.
Yes.
Over here in the United States, they're setting up shop. Department of Homeland Security are getting all these anonymous tips where you can call in 800 numbers and rat on your neighbors and do all that. Is that stuff taking place over there where they're setting up this grid where they want you to spy on each other?
Yeah, well, they started this a number of years ago, and they called it Neighborhood Watch. So they actually got people spying on their neighbours, and you know, to report any suspicious activity that was going on in the street or whatever. And now we have, children can log into. I think it's iCam. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Simon might be able to tell you. I'm not sure, but they can actually log on and then you know get access to CCTV cameras and then it reports suspicious activity.
Oh, really? So you're saying they're setting that up for the children to do as like a fun thing or something?
They have a children's one.
Wow. Yeah, there was one actually there, I think it was in Australia, and they had a website, and it was aimed at kids, and it was kind of about recycling and report on your parents if they're, you know, if they're not putting, you know, paper in the recycle bin and all this type of thing. Like, absolutely, you know, kind of crazy stuff. Yeah,
I don't know if you saw the TV ad, but there was one about global warming, and it was about the children, and if they didn't go along with the program, the teacher pushed a button and it blew them all up, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was co-funded and produced by Greenpeace.
Wow. Mm. And that was aired in the UK, was it not?
Yeah, it was in cinemas, I think.
Oh man, isn't that insane? And you can hear the music. We got another 3 minute break coming up. And everybody, please support RBN. You're listening to RBN on RepublicBroadcasting.org. Call the numbers 800-313. It is May Day. The way it looks. 2011.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever. for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And the Muse is a huge worldwide success, and they very much are pushing back against the globalists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway.
I jokingly asked the question during the break, Lou. I wanted to ask on the air because I thought it was funny. I asked if when they go to the local pub and throw pints back, if they actually discuss stuff like this. And I forget if it was Simon or Neil. What did you say?
Neil,
go ahead, Neil.
I said they're actually banning people talking politics in pubs.
Isn't that funny?
Well, I think we should get a crowd of 20 or 30 people and go in and then order 20 or 30 pints and then say, by the way, we're going to talk politics. And if they say, no, you're not, you just walk out and leave it. You don't pay for it.
There you go.
I have an idea, too. We can do that globally.
Yeah.
We can beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
That's not going to make the pub owners very happy, though.
But I'll tell you what. Guess what? Here, I'll give you one on this. We do have a lot on Women's View, the show that I have on weekdays. We have a lot of people from the UK who chime in, so which I'm really happy for. We have a fairly large UK audience. So and sometimes they don't necessarily like what I have on the air. And other times they do. But they're very willing to say they're not. I do like that. They'll call and say, what are we talking about?
And speaking of callers, we have Lee on the line. Lee from Georgia, what do you have for us this morning, sir? And whenever you're up, Lee, just go ahead and start talking. It might take a second to switch over to Lee.
No, that funny little beep sound.
There you go, Lee. How you doing this morning?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
You were talking earlier about the censor. And I remember this year when my mom was telling me I had just recently moved back here from Arkansas. And my mom had told me about the census person who had, you know, this, or not the person, but this paperwork that she got. And so I told her, I said, well, you're going to fill it out your way, you're going to fill it out the right way. And she said, well, what's the right way? I said, you put your tell them how many people live here and how many are still alive. And that's it. She said, well, she started counting off. I said, no, Mama, how many people live in your home? So she got it all done, she sent it in. Well, about a, I guess about 2 weeks later, this young fella, I guess probably 23, 24, shows up out of here, obviously a college kid. I walked out, my mom walked out, he's got this little thing with him, and he starts asking questions, and I spoke up, I said, where did you say you were from? He said, oh, I'm one of the workers for the census. And I said, well, what information do you have? And he said, well, he told us, and I said, well, that tells you how many people live in the household and how many are school age, right? He said, right. I said, well, you've got all you need. Well, he wanted to argue with me because of all the people that were out here. I said, he said, well, how many people live out here? I said, you've got how many people are in her household and how many are school age? You've got all you need. He was looking at all the people. Well, do all these people live out here? I said, you don't need to know where I live. You don't need to know where she lives. And you don't need to know where any of you are out here for her and her household. You got what you need. Have a good day, and don't make me tell you again. And if anyone has a problem, you tell your boss to come talk to me. We haven't heard anything from anybody.
Yeah,
so all they got was three people, one with school age. That's all they got. I never even gave them a chance to ask this question. And that's what you got to do, people. You got to stand up.
Yeah, we had a similar situation here when they actually drove up to follow up on my non-reply. Then I basically says, well, you have, I just gave them the number of people, and I'm not going to give any more. And by the way, we chatted for a while, and she ended up helping campaign for my roommate when she was running for state rep. So I actually turned this census worker into a helper for campaigning against such things. So.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Always opportunities there, isn't there, Lee?
There you go. I always say, well, you know, hey, one man. But it was. Never let a good opportunity go to waste.
There you go. Well, thanks for
your time. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. And we have Lou in Illinois.
I had a little something funny on the last thing real quick before
okay.
We get to Lou.
Good morning, guys.
That is. Hi, Lou. Hold on just a second. I was going to say something, and I was looking up. Did you know that there was a Metro driver who punched the McGruff crime dog?
I thought the crime dog was a cartoon. How'd he do that?
Well, actually, there was a police officer in the suit.
Really?
Yeah, and he actually punched the crime dog. I just thought that that was something that was worth hearing. If anybody wants to look it up, they can. It's called rhow.com. But I thought it was pretty funny that, you know, the McGruff crime dog gets punched. Go ahead, Lou. I'm sorry.
Cruelty to animals. Hey, on the census thing, when I got my long form, I just took scissors and cut out all the questions I wasn't answering, except how many people live there. It looked like Swiss cheese when I sent it back.
Oh, that's interesting. Check.
And then they sent.
Exacto work better.
So you answered all the questions on the form.
Yeah. Well, they sent somebody out, and I told them one person lived here, and I said they said, well, we might send somebody else, and I'm going. I'll tell them the same thing. But that's not the reason I called. The NLE, the National Level Exercise, set for May 14th through 19th, has been canceled in the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
I got an email from the Racy's officer of the state. It says, owing to the flooding emergency that is underway in southern Illinois, I have just been informed that the state of Illinois has postponed the NLE/SLE 2011 events until later this year. The new date for this exercise hasn't yet been determined, though October 2011 has been mentioned. In other words, there will be no NLE/SLE 2011 activities in the state of Illinois from May 16th through 20. So
that's interesting.
That's the word I got.
You know, over here on the Missouri side, my roommate's friend, she actually posted on her Facebook account, unrelated to our radio shows, that there was a five-mile-long troop movement going south. So we assume that was part of the drill activity, but you never know.
Well, that could be Missouri, too. The state of Illinois has canceled it, though.
That That's interesting. So any insight into what's going on there other than just the flooding situation?
That's it. They have a real emergency. They don't have time for a drill.
That's interesting. Yeah, and we had a conversation. I don't know if you were listening earlier. A professor was on about this, and I thought it was interesting timing that they had this during the flood time. You know, it floods here every year this time of year. Some years are a lot worse than others, as is the case this year.
I love it. I have a request. Get the professor on for 2 hours next time.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Very good.
Good.
Thanks for the call, Luke.
Okay, we'll see you in Springfield.
All right.
All righty. Bye.
And we have Rodney in Illinois. Rodney, what do you have for us this morning?
I've got a question for your guest from Ireland.
Go ahead.
Do you guys consider yourselves loyal subjects of the Queen?
That's funny.
I think they're royal pains in the butt. Are you royal pains in the butt for the Queen?
Yeah, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody in the south of Ireland, anyway, below the Northern Ireland border that is loyal to the Queen. Very few. Maybe Neil is over in Scotland.
No. I don't think so.
We have a similar kind of sectarian divide in Scotland as well, where you know you have a lot of Northern Irish influence on the west coast of Scotland, particularly. Who would be hanging the Union Jack out yesterday on Friday? You know, and because they don't really understand what it is, you know, they just go along with it because it suits them.
Yeah.
Well, any time a country is continually taking over your country, I'd question it.
Well, I've got a question and a suggestion for the guys.
Go ahead.
The question is, I'm assuming you're a nonconformist like myself. That makes us kindred spirits. And I was wondering if those of whom you associate with are using micro-FM technology to spread your word in addition to your print activities.
I'm not a technical person, so I'll leave that to Simon.
We're not at the moment, anyway. But we've so much on. We're going to be starting the radio show fairly soon. We originally started as a print, and we put the website up as a complement to the paper. But since then, we're starting to get millions of hits on the website, so it's kind of nearly. There's more information being put on the website, and the paper comes out as soon as we get the funds.
Well, if I heard you correctly, you're starting a radio show. Well, you might consider using micro FMs to pick up that feed and magnify your impact. And you know, if you guys are truly nonconformist, then it's all about. Maximizing your efforts, and you can do that with some micro FM transmitters. And I'm sure you guys have FM radios in your country, and you can barrage the general populace and maybe make contact with the rest of the nonconformists out there.
And one reason that Rodney brings us up, and he knows what he speaks of, is that he actually has a website that offers them in the United States, and maybe you guys can look into doing that, the same thing in your home countries. What is your website, Rodney, so they can get an idea of what you're speaking about?
It's CastleBroadcastingSystems.com.
CastleBroadcastingSystems.com and FMMicrocaster.com, is that correct?
That's correct.
So either one of those sites, and you can get an idea, and then what he's speaking of is a lot of people like myself and Rodney have micro FM stations, and we broadcast the truth 24/7. So our neighborhood, you know, goes out maybe 10 miles, which would be whatever, 15, 16 kilometers to your neighborhood to actually broadcast the truth about what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It is something that we kind of talked about before, but we're a small group of people, so trying to expand as quick as you can, and obviously money constraints. But definitely, we'll drop you an email, Rodney, and I'd be really interested to discuss it with you.
Well, a previous caller mentioned something about student protests, and I just if this would ever catch on campus, where student activist groups. Would start using micro FMs. This thing could snowball, and we could be a real burr under the saddle of the powers that be.
And Tom, if I could give a shout out to a couple people that have tried to contact me, they provided me email address that was incorrect, and phone numbers that the voicemail is full. And I contact everybody. I reply to everybody that contacts me, and I'm doing my best. But you got to give me the right information so I can do my part.
So if you try to contact Rodney in the past and you get no reply, then please do it again and make sure your contact information is correct, and then Rodney can get back with you as soon as possible.
Yeah, and lastly, one guy I really wanted to get back to, but I can't. He wants to set up a micro FM on top of a parking garage and advertise Atlas Shrugged using a micro transmitter as a portable. Effort, and that, that was his cause. So he was using his imagination. That's certainly within the possibilities of using these things. And I'd really like to talk to this guy. So anyhow, that was it. And carry on, guys. Keep your head low and keep up the fight.
All right, thanks for calling, Rodney. What I would like to say about micro FMs, when you start talking about moving the issue. The good part is, right now, much of what we do is on the Internet, because we can reach such a large, broad audience that way. But if we can start shortwave and other different ways that we can do it above the fray with FMs and otherwise, in the event that the government shuts down the Internet, there's always the airways. See what I'm saying? So it's always good to start...
That was actually one of the main reasons why we approached it from a printed newspaper point of view. So they can never prevent us handing out newspapers and putting newspapers everywhere. So even if they did take down a number of websites, and the way the internet's under attack now, they could never prevent us from handing out literature around the country. And in the paper, we actually deal with international issues. It's not just based Ireland and UK. We deal with a lot of Europe, and we deal with the States as well. And obviously, anywhere that anything like, obviously, Japan now is fairly heavy in the newspaper.
So, are you guys talking about the radiation situation over there? Is that an issue over there? Are you guys monitoring that?
Yeah, we go ahead, Nick.
We've posted up on the internet quite a few articles about it, but. It's not been published in the newspaper yet, but I don't know if it's better to keep it on the website because it's changing every day.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to keep it on there at the moment.
We talked about this during the break, but we never did say it on the air. How do people get your newspaper, and then give you a website, and how they actually get a hard copy of your newspaper and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, if they go on to sovereignindependent.com, and they'll see a button there for the e-shop. And they can order it, and we do a flat rate. I thought it was $10, but it's about $13. It varies depending on the conversion. It's a flat rate, €10 to the States. So if you order, probably, if you want to order a good few copies of the paper, it's still going to be the same price as if you order one or two. So, and you can order back issues as well. So it's a case of people want to get them and then, repost them out to their friends. So it's basically the sovereignindependent.com and then eShop.
Now, is there a way that I can buy a large volume of them and then I can mail them out?
Yeah, you could. If you're doing it through the eShop, the shipping is based on weight, and we have a flat rate for the States, so it doesn't really vary. But if you find you're ordering a lot of copies, drop us an email, or you can email, say payments@sovereignindependent.com, or even editor@sovereignindependent.com, and we'll arrange to ship out, a full bundle of
the papers. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get them out to everyone. I think that if we here in the States are able to see what you're doing there, what you're fighting there, and they'll realize that we are coming right up to that. The more and more people start waking up to they're tired of the garbage that they're seeing on TV, they know they're not being told the truth. It doesn't match what the politicians are saying versus what's actually happening in their neck of the woods. which means that it just makes more people come our way.
And Blue, we see you in Tennessee. We'll get to you right after the break, Blue. Sorry about that. We'll get to you as soon as we can. So we have a five-minute segment coming back, so we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Another European band, amazing. Anyway, we have Blue in Tennessee. What do you have for us this morning, Blue?
Well, coming from an area that rivals Ireland, which is East Tennessee, and being Irish myself, I want to thank these gentlemen for standing up. I do it myself each and every day. My question comes. We've discussed a little bit about my situation and going through foreclosure. At no fault of myself, this falls upon my ex-husband's shoulder. I actually went to court this past Thursday and watched my home being sold at auction.
Well, that sucks.
Sorry to hear that.
It is. Well, what I found so fascinating is I had asked beforehand on the property what it would take for me to purchase the property. They said $113,000 and one is all I had to bid. Now, that the loan on the house was $102,000. It sold at auction for $101,000. But when I went to the bank on Friday to talk to customer service in regards to what now happens with the property, on the books, it actually sold for
$110,000.
Now, somewhere, there's something very fishy there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, you have so many numbers.
So did somebody...
Evidently, the bank bought it back at less of a fee.
So were you the high bidder, Blue?
No, I was not even attempting. I was just asking questions. I had no intention of purchasing the property. But the fact that on the actual closeout, on the auction, it was $101,000 the property went through. That, I mean, that was the closing price on the auction. But when I went to the bank, it was $110,000 was on the books.
So maybe somebody had a 10% commission in somewhere along the path there? I'm not sure.
The only thing that I can think of is that the city tacked on $9,000 onto the asking price for auctioning off the property at the city county building.
It could be. Do you gentlemen have the same situation over in your respective countries about foreclosures and everybody's homes being taken away?
Well, back in the 80s, when the last depression in the UK, it was certainly that situation. I mean, there were houses going up for auction in big auction rooms, and they were going for, you know, a quarter of what people paid for them.
Wow.
And then people obviously with a fair bit of money were just buying them all up.
So once again,
now we have landlords who are just charging extortionate rent now.
Another wealth transfer to the banksters.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry to hear that, Blue.
Well, you know, I found it very curious that they were trying to make, even at the $110,000 mark, the asking price that the bank was willing to go up to was $113,000. So they were attempting to make a profit off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Fannie Mae. This is a loan for Fannie Mae.
Yeah, supposed to be a public entity.
Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Farmer Mac, Farm Credit, they're all the same bunch.
It is. Now, my question, and you do not feel free not to answer it, but from my understanding, as long as there are items in the house that are workable, such as a hot water heater, things that I cannot or should not take off the property, if I just trade them out with things that are just not usable, I mean, am I going to get in trouble?
So you want to do some harvesting, the way it sounds?
Yes. You know, I have a year-old hot water heater that I bought with my own money. I'd like to sell that one and put one in that doesn't work.
I don't think if it's attached to the house, that would be a no. But if it's like a microwave, refrigerator, stove, as long as it isn't attached physically.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for the question, Blue. Sorry, you couldn't be a positive answer there.
Sorry, thank you.
Sorry to hear that.
Bye, everybody. Thank you guys for being on the air. And
thank you.
Neil, Simon, we're going to have
you
back
gentlemen.
On.
Okay, good stuff.